This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian forces staged their heaviest shelling attack in years in the country's Russian-controlled east on Thursday, Moscow installed officials said, as both sides ruled out a Christmas truce in the nearly 10-month-old war. The Russian-backed mayor of Donetsk City said 40 rockets were fired from a multiple rocket launcher at civilians in the city's center in the early hours. Meanwhile, Russian forces kept up shelling and airstrikes along the entire eastern front line, killing one person while two were killed in the southern city of Kherson, Ukrainian officials said. Russia's foreign ministry has warned the United States if it sends Ukraine Patriot missiles, it would be a provocative move that could prompt a response from Moscow. AP correspondent Karen Chamis.
The comment from Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova follows reports that the U.S. was poised to provide Kyiv with Patriot surface-to-air missiles. The missiles are the most advanced military equipment that the West has yet to provide to help Ukraine stave off Russian aerial attacks. Zakharova said the transfer of such sophisticated weapons could entail possible consequences. However, she did not specify what the consequences might be. I'm Karen Chamas.
European Union leaders on Thursday gathered for a year-end summit which will address issues including the conflict in Ukraine and sanctions on Russia. European Council President Charles Michel said he hoped that an 18 billion euro, that's $18.93 billion, financial package for Ukraine would be confirmed.
This is an important signal of solidarity, of support on the one hand, and very important, in my opinion, also to finalize the ninth package of sanctions. And I'm confident. I think this is possible, but we will need to work in the following hours.
This is VOA News. China on Thursday criticized the UK for failure to fulfill its obligations under consular agreements. This as it pulled out six diplomats following the assault on a Hong Kong pro-democracy protester at the Chinese consulate in Manchester. Britain's foreign secretary said Thursday the six officials were ordered to leave after Britain's foreign office requested Beijing waive their diplomatic immunity to allow police investigating the matter to question them. China's foreign ministry spokesperson said it was normal personnel rotation. Meta Platforms was accused in a lawsuit filed in Kenya Wednesday of letting violent and hateful posts from Ethiopia flourish on Facebook, inflaming the Ethiopian civil war. Francis McGuire reports for Reuters.
Meta was accused of inflaming the Ethiopian civil war on Wednesday. The allegation came during a lawsuit brought by two Ethiopian researchers and a Kenyan rights group. Meta is accused of allowing violent and hateful posts to spread on Facebook. The plaintiffs said the social network's recommendation systems amplified violent posts in Ethiopia. A Meta spokesperson said hate speech and incitement to violence were against the rules of Facebook and Instagram. The plaintiffs have asked the court to order Meta to take emergency steps to demote violent content. They have also called for restitution funds of about $2 billion for global victims of violence incited on Facebook.
That was Reuters' Francis McGuire. Three men facing sentencing over ties to the kidnapping plot against the U.S. state of Michigan's governor. AP correspondent Jennifer King has the latest on that story.
Joe Morrison, Pete Musico, and Paul Villar are returning to court in Jackson County, Michigan, and the potential of lengthy prison sentences. The members of a paramilitary group known as the Wolverine Watchmen, they were convicted in October of providing material support for a terrorist act, for assisting the leaders of a 2020 plot to snatch Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer from her vacation home. The scheme was broken up by the FBI. The three men didn't travel to survey the home or attend training sessions in what was known as a shoot house, but a jury convicted them after 9 days of testimony. Separately, Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., described as captains of the plot, faced possible life sentences when they returned to federal court in about 2 weeks. They were convicted of conspiracy to kidnap the governor and try to obtain explosives to blow up a bridge. I'm Jennifer King.
German tennis star Boris Becker has been freed from a British prison and will be deported from the country, PA Media reported Thursday. Britain's Ministry of Justice confirmed he'd been released. The Interior Ministry did not immediately respond to comment when asked about his deportation. In April, the six-time Grand Slam champ was jailed for 2 years and 6 months by a London court. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.